Hey, what's up, everybody? Alex Rogers from ProteinFactory.com coming at you with another podcast, questions and answers, questions and answers. And at the end of the podcast, I'm going to give an update on the bovine serum. We got a couple updates, actually, a couple positive updates. We had a setback, and I'll discuss that after this podcast. But let's get into the questions and answers. First question: how is an isolate different from a whey protein concentrate? Oh, that's an easy one. I mean, that's the whole reason why I started Protein Factory in 98, because I was drinking a concentrate which contained lactose and fat, and isolates don't. And isolates weren't even being sold. So I bought a whey isolate, started selling it, and blew up. Everybody loved it. So difference between isolate, the term simply means 90% protein or higher. Concentrate means 85, 90 or lower, and with whey protein that will equate to lactose. So, but here's the thing that people, you know, just because it's an isolated concentrate doesn't mean the amino acids are different or the quality of the powder is different, because it's not. It's the same amino acid profile, the same DIA. The only difference is that you're not dealing with the lactose and you're getting 10% more protein, essentially, depending on the flavoring, but roughly 10% more protein. So is that going to equate to more gains? Probably not, but I always use an isolate. Isolate was my best seller. It's just really use an isolate. I don't deal with the lactose. All right, next question. Can creatine and protein be mixed into the same shaker? Yeah, of course. I mean, that's really how you want to use it. There's definitely studies showing that combining creatine and protein and carbs, especially hydrolyzed protein, that's going to help the creatine work better. So try to combine that creatine with the protein. Next question: what would happen if a 16-year-old started an Ostarine SARM cycle? Oh my god, please, just no. If you're under friggin 25, stay away from steroids, stay away from SARMs. I mean, just a recipe for disaster for your health. I mean, do not use these products if you're under like 25. You know, this is coming off. I saw Nelson Montana say this the other day. You know, he thinks don't even use steroids. You know, if you're under 25, just don't do it, or SARMs. Next question: when should I drink protein to gain muscle mass? Well, it used to be, you know, I used to tell people post-workout, but now we know it's just, you could take it pre or post-workout is really the best time to consume a protein powder. I always recommend carbs now. But that's the best time. But technically, you could do it anytime. Anytime. I love my girlfriend. Wait a second. Next question. I love my girlfriend. What? I love my girlfriend as she is, but how do I tell her I'd like her to build muscle? Okay. Sorry. I can't answer that one. Next question: does the collagen powder supplement really work? Yes, it does. But I wrote a decent sized article on marine collagen. So it depends on what you're talking about in the definition of work. But marine collagen, it will work if you're like over 45 and you're looking to improve your skin. 10 grams of a day of marine collagen, and yeah, it will work. But if it has to do with muscle, no, you never ever use collagen for bodybuilding purposes as far as muscle goes. Okay, collagen is an incomplete protein. It's a scam for those companies that are selling it as a so-called protein powder. It's an incomplete protein. It does absolutely no good. Next question: do I need to take extra creatine if I missed one day? Oh, that's a good question. I'm going to say yeah. I mean, you're only taking, I would shoot for 3 grams. That's all. If you miss a day, then next day do 6. I mean, it's not going to kill you. Next question: can energy drinks make you gain weight? I think so. That's if the energy drinks contain caffeine. Caffeine raises cortisol. Cortisol makes you gain weight, body fat. So yeah, I'm going to say yes. Especially if you drink them. I see people drinking them 2-3 times a day. People are addicted to these things. I mean, yeah, if it raises your cortisol. And you know what the funny thing is? I know somebody, a girl right now, who every time I go into her car, she's got 2 or 3 cans of energy drinks. And guess what? She's overweight. Next question: what if I take SARMs? What if I take a SARM cycle after receiving a COVID vaccine? That's another good question. I have no idea, man. I have no idea. I would not, me personally, I wouldn't take any of those. So my recommendation is for you is to be a la naturelle. Next question. Do you put water first? I'm getting a lot of good questions today. Do you put water first and then protein powder on the shaker, or just the opposite? I've always, and this is, I haven't even really thought about it, but I always put the water or the liquid in first and then the protein powder. You stir it in, let it sit there. This is a lot of times people don't do, though. You got to let it, if you really want it to dissolve, let it sit there for, you know, 3 to 5 minutes and then come back, stir it again, and it'll actually mix a little better. Next question. Can protein powder be heated? Another good question. Yeah, I mean, you really don't want to heat your protein powder. I mean, that's going to denature it. If you want to bake with it, but try to avoid heating it if you can. But you can, but yeah, I don't recommend it. Next question. Why is protein powder so hard to mix with water? Well, this question, the person is singling out all protein powders, and that's just ridiculous. You can't do that. I mean, you have to, if you want your protein powder to mix better, it has to be instantized or soluble, you know, either one. I mean, some protein powders that aren't instantized will just mix horribly because they're not made to disperse into water. It has to have another food technology has to be added to that, in this case, lecithin, to help that essentially wet. It wets those particles. Okay. Next question. What is the best supplement to take after using Anavar? I'd say any post-cycle product that I have. I have, I got like 3 or 4 up on the site right now. E-Suicide, ADEX, German PTC. I would use any of those. Can I mix whey, creatine, and BCAAs in one shake and take it before I work out? Yes, of course. Definitely. Best way to do it. With the one exception is BCAAs is completely, if you're buying a freeform BCAA, it's completely worthless. You don't need to use that product because of the whey protein. There's absolutely no point. It's absolutely obsolete. Any company that sells freeform amino acids, BCAAs, leucine, glutamine is ripping you off. There is absolutely no justification to use freeform amino acids when there's whey protein or milk protein or lentine or salmabolic, total frag. I mean, it's just no. Next question. Is it okay to take expired creatine? No, it is not okay to take expired creatine. By that time, some of it has probably turned into creatinine. So do not use expired creatine. Next question. What happens if you don't take PTC after taking SARMs? On a cycle, Ligandrol, YK, or MK. I mean, nobody knows, okay? And anybody that does give you an answer to that is simply guessing. There's no, the studies and the research behind SARMs is so far and few in between, it's not even funny. All the research outdated, it's expired, nothing new is taking place in terms of the SARMs world, the ones that are being sold to bodybuilders, that is. I'm sure there's companies out there that are working on SARMs, but not the ones that, you know, especially YK. I mean, I think Ligandrol was even renamed to something else. I can't remember it off the top of my head. I think it started with a V. I did that research about a year ago. But to answer this question, you just don't know. I mean, SARMs are completely experimental. And what's the solution then? The solution, I always like to give a solution to these questions. So let's say I was force-fed SARMs, right? What would I do? Yeah, I mean, I would take a PTC. What the hell? I mean, it couldn't hurt, especially a natural one like ADEX or my E-Suicide. I would definitely take it. And then, believe it or not, I mean, it's so easy now. I would also get a test using, there's a link right off my homepage, at-home test kit. Let's get checked. Make sure everything's cool. You know, maybe like after, I would say after like a week after I discontinued the SARMs use, get a test. What's the difference between SARMs and anabolic steroids? Oh, they're huge. They're not even the same thing. I mean, anabolic steroids are synthetic versions of tests. SARMs are, and you know, somebody asked me, you know, what would you rather use, SARMs or steroids? I will take steroids any day of the week and 6 times on Sunday. I would totally use steroids because you know what it is. You know what you're getting at. You know what you could get. SARMs, it's a freaking, it's like Russian roulette. You have no idea. So I would rather do just a cycle of Primaball. You know, I'm going to listen to Nelson Montana's TikTok lately. He loves Primaball, the way he talks about it, you know. I would just do a cycle of Primaball. That's all. Next question. If it's your first time taking protein powder, will you get diarrhea once or will it continue? You don't get automatically. He's talking like you automatically get diarrhea from taking protein powder. Yeah, if you take a shit protein powder, low quality, you know, tons of flavorings. I mean, these protein powders now that are being turned out with all these crazy Fruit Loop flavors, they're 65% protein. That means, you know, almost half of what you're swallowing, God knows what it is, and that's going to cause diarrhea. But I can guarantee you that if you use, you know, Pepto-Pro, Total Frag especially, you won't have any digestive issues. Unless you're allergic to dairy. If you're not allergic to dairy, Pepto-Pro, Total Frag, German Whey Isolate, Wisconsin Whey Isolate, Ion Exchange Whey Isolate, you're not going to have any issues. Next question. I'm currently a 16-year-old. Currently is a football offseason. I'm 6'2 and weigh around 180 pounds. I really want to build muscle. I've been looking into SARMs. Oh, no. But want the opinion of some people who have taken it. Any advice? Yeah, I just went over this. 16, you're absolutely out of your mind to want to use SARMs at 16 years old. Next question. I had a scoop of whey protein isolate gold standard to work out, but the next day my stomach was upset. I was feeling bloated and bowel movements are affected now. What should I do? Stop using it. That's what you should do. I mean, gold standard does contain lactose as far as reading the label, and I'm assuming, I've never tested it, but it's got whey protein concentrate in it. Whey protein concentrate has lactose. That's what's probably giving you the bloating. Next question. What should I mix creatine with? Creatine, you know, straight up water, but I always recommend mixing carbs, you know. We just did the CPC stack, which is the growth propeptides, rilose, and creatine. I mean, you got to see the study on that. It's like the ultimate no-brainer muscle-building formula. CPC stack, check it on the site. Next question. In the past year, I have gained weight after being skinny, but now my arms are very skinny. And the rest of me is normal size. How do I change this without putting fat on my elsewhere? Sounds like a girl or something. The past year I've gained weight after being skinny, but now my arms are very... You got to train arms, you know? And believe it or not, the tricep makes up most of the arm. So train the triceps. Train the triceps 2-3 days a week. You know, dips, close grip bench press, whatever else you want to do for triceps. There's 1,000 things. But yeah, train the triceps and train the biceps. Next question. How do I prevent my farts from smelling really bad when I drink whey protein shakes? yeah, I mean, avoid lactose. That's an easy one. Next question. How do I make a protein shake taste good? I don't have a blender. Oh, that's a good one. Well, yeah, no, because normal, most of the time I'll say, hey, you know, blend in blueberries, blend in the banana, you know, do the honey. But if you don't have a blender, then you have to rely on the liquid itself. So I would just get a flavored beverage. And unfortunately, you know, you want to try to really avoid the artificial sweeteners and colors and everything like that. So, you know, I don't know. Just get something natural. Grape juice, lemonade. What else? Pomegranate juice I really like. Pomegranate juice is the best with hydrolyzed protein. Freaking delicious. It's got like a tartness, bitterness to it, you know? Which is better, creatine or post-workout? Oh, that's... Well, it depends what... Well, when most people talk about pre-workout, they talk about, you know, stimulants and stuff. When I talk about pre-workout, I talk Tectonic Red. So if you want to do that, which is better, creatine or Tectonic Red, which is beetroot powder? Man, if I had to lean towards one or the other, great question. Man, I'm going to have to go with creatine. I'm going to have to lean towards creatine. I would do creatine, like, know what I would do? I would do creatine for 2 months. And then I would do Tectonic for 2 months. Next question. I love my casein pudding at night, but I want to move away from animal protein. Is there a slow-digesting vegetable protein? Ooh, good one. I mean, I would say all vegetable proteins are kind of slow to moderate digesting. Rice, well, the most popular, rice, pea, and the best one that's superior right now that we carry is the lentine. So just, get the lentine. Next question. I've been told that protein shakes are useless if not taken with a meal. Is that true? That you can't take protein shakes without a meal? That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. That's like, no, protein powder is not a drug. It's food. It's quality, convenient food. Intact, that is. Now, you're talking about your hydrolyzed proteins. I mean, you could, yeah, you can make the debate whether it's, you know, technically food. It's, I don't know. I don't like to think as hydrolyzed proteins as intact food. So anyway, yeah, I mean, you don't have to take, protein powder is very effective. Next question. What foods contain a lot of vitamins and minerals? What are some examples? Ooh, that's a good one. You got to go with the superfoods. And actually, somebody asked me about this the other day. Who the hell was it? Was it a customer or somebody just I know? I don't know. But anyway, the superfood, that's what you want. And the one of the best ones, and this is what I told this person, like, how come I can't remember what his name is? But anyway, it's spirulina. It's the ultimate natural vitamin and mineral product, okay? If you want to take a multivitamin, don't run out and buy, you know, synthetic at Walmart and whatever. No, do not do that. Get spirulina. You can get it in capsules. You can get it in powder. And you got to buy the right brand. And the right brand is the one that's coming out of Hawaii. The heck is that company called? Naturex, maybe? I don't know off the top of my head. If you want to know, just text me. But, yeah, spirulina. That's what you want to use for your multivitamin. Great product. Also, what's another one? I don't know. Any superfruit, really. If you want to stick basic stuff, acai, dragonberry, any of those things. Okay. Next question. Is krill oil good? Yeah, I mean, krill oil's been out for a while. I don't think it's a good fat for overall health. I don't know. I just don't see any bodybuilding applications for it. The capsules are just too small to get a lot of fat. And the Caldrol 500 that I sell, I think, is a better product. What are the top three supplements actually supported by science? Dang, that's a good question. What are the top three supplements actually supported by science? Well, you know, I'm thinking really the question is, you know, who has the what supplement? And I'm not talking like a company supplement. We're talking ingredients, remember, right? So you got to go with creatine. Tons of research. And also, I'm assuming this guy's talking about sports nutrition products, bodybuilding supplements. So you got to go with creatine is number one. What would be number two? Number two, I gotta say beetroot powder. There's just so much stuff on beetroot powder. It's not even funny. And number three, you gotta go with curcuminoids. There's a ton of science behind curcuminoids. I'm just thinking if I know any more off the top of my head. Creatine. I mean, there's tons of research on amino acids, but it's been proven that I don't put it in my top three. I you heard me talk before. I take it right out. I say throw it out. Just use whey protein. I'm not talking about protein powders either. I'm talking about, like, you know, what I call quote-unquote supplements. Supported by science. Yeah, creatine, curcuminoids, beetroot. And, yeah, that's it. Those three. Those are your top three. I mean, if you know any others, feel free to hit me up. But, yeah, those are my top three. Okay, last question here, because we're going on 20 minutes. Last question. Can creatine or BCAAs help runners? Creatine, not BCAAs. God, I mean, these supplement companies pushing BCAAs that generate all these questions. We gotta spread the word somehow to dump BCAAs. But anyway, creatine for a runner. And what amount should I take while training for a 10K obstacle race while carrying a pack? 3 grams creatine. What's the best place to get supplements? I mean, I don't understand. Some people find me, but then they don't know that I own proteinfactory.com. Yeah, proteinfactory.com, buddy. That's the best place. Okay, so now the update on bovine serum. The coveted bovine serum. This is becoming like the holy grail. I feel like Indiana Jones searching for the holy grail with the bovine. Okay, so a few months ago, I think over 6 months now, I don't even know, I made an announcement that the bovine was looking good. Unfortunately, there was a setback in that. And the setback was government related, of course, you know. So it was very disappointing. So, however, I don't quit. I never quit. So the good news with bovine serum, the good news is that I have two, not one, but I have found two places to get it from. And of course, they're not in the U.S. So I will be working to get that product in. Now, what I need to get in, actually, I just thought about this, is because I always work on the paperwork because I know what the product's going to taste like, but I actually should get in some samples. I'm going to work on getting in the samples. And the other good news is that I have one company that is going to work on a complete, like, bodybuilding, muscle-building powder with using the bovine serum. Okay, so it'll probably contain like carbs, some nutrients, some protein, some hydrolyzed protein with the bovine. It's going to be awesome. And the other company, you know, I just want a straight up bovine. So working on those things. So that's it. That's the latest and greatest. Anything else I'm working on? I got a couple things actually sitting on my desk that I'm looking at right now. One is actually a liquid pre-workout. No, it's not a stimulant. It's a liquid pre-workout. And the other one, what's the other one I'm looking at? Yeah, that's it. I'm not going to mention the other ones that are on my desk. Just that one, and that's it. Okay, once again, any questions, always text me, 732-901-9600. I'm in New Jersey, so please text me during business hours. And that's it. Oh, or you could email me, alex@proteinfactory.com. Until next time.